not really going to say a great deal, except that I hope, perhaps I shouldn't do this yet because you haven't agreed it, but we have a new secretary, if you agree it, under the GP report. And I'm going to ask Catherine to stand up so that you can all see who she is. We're involved in bringing things together. We're involved in listening.
At the back in
and
black.
There are lots of things at the back that we in do black. With the Church of Society Committee. If you go downstairs, you'll see on the notice board there a display of various things that we do. And on the windowsills, there are various pieces of information, free sheets that you can pick up and take away, which will tell you about all sorts of issues. The way in which society imposes an agenda on us, asks us questions in the churches. I think we're not too bad at doing that. But what we need to do as well is to listen to what the churches are saying as they address these issues. And I want to ask you, please, if you have any comments about the work of your Church and Society Committee, the work we do for Synod and for the province, please make those comments known to Catherine or to your district representative. We need to hear from the local churches, from the district councils, what's going on, what the issues that concern you are, so that as well as the ones that you'll see downstairs, we may already be addressing them, so have a look down there, have a look at the information. But if there are any other issues you feel we ought to be addressing, then please let us know so that we can put them on our agenda. That's all I want to say, except to move that Synod receives the report of the Church and Society Committee. I'm assuming you've read that report.
Do you receive it?
Yes.
Does anybody wish to make any comments or ask any question about any particular section? Don't think that's a lack of interest. Thank you, Peter, and thank you, Catherine. We will hear from you in due course. We move to the GP committee report, which is on page 17. I'm going to be very speedy and ask that you receive this report for debate. Good. Any comments on any section which is not pertaining to the resolutions on page 19? One from Mike.
My dear Jim Bobbinger, Andrew Wishner, I also feel threatened or paranoid. I just want to make a point on paragraph 7, Rural Wishner Review Group has set in motion the review which is due of the post of Rural Wishner. My understanding that review will be about the role and the function and the funding of the Rural Wishner, not the post.
We will note that in a minute.
I just want to refer to item 1, which is to do with the Synod clerk.
That's actually subject to resolution, so we come back. Any other comments about any other section not pertaining to a resolution? We therefore come to resolution 2, which is about Synod clerk relating to paragraph 1. Ken,
let's make a comment. You're so gracious, John. It's just simply to comment about the future work that's going to be done by Granville, the work of investigation, as I understand it, at the end of that first section. Really, two things for that investigation to consider. The first is relating to trusts. A very important piece of work is done by the trusts on behalf of the province. And as the province may or may not know, the trusts have now been, the three trusts, South Wales Trusts, North Wales Trusts, and Monmouthshire, have now all been amalgamated into one. And we're working through the implications of that. We have had a trust secretary who has been working on our behalf voluntarily for some time now. I don't think anybody appreciates just how much, and I would like to put it on record, how much George does on behalf of the province, a very considerable piece of work. If you were part of the trust meetings and saw the degree of work that he does do regularly on our behalf, it is quite considerable. He doesn't do it for nothing. I can't imagine that George is going to be continuing doing that forever. And it may well be that we'll be faced with the possibility of what we do in the future to have that piece of administration done. Will we be able to assume that it's going to be done voluntarily in or will it be part of the administrative task of the church? So I'd like that to be considered when this whole investigation is carried on. Second point to it is to say, is to ask, at least to consider whether in some senses the work of the synod ought to be trimmed down to match the particular work that has been done. I mean, is it all, you know, do we need all the time to have extra administrative help in the terms of which we've been talking about before? I know they may sound like two conflicting issues, but one of the ways of ensuring we get the work done is, do we try doing too much of the synod? Should we be thrusting more work down to districts and enabling them to do the job rather than always assume it should be done at this level?
I think I'm not going to encourage debate on that. I think we've heard what Ken has said, particularly about the trusts, the work being done for the trusts, and would suggest that we ask Glanville to take that on board as well in the investigation. And I think the bit about the too much work perhaps being done by synod, not enough by districts, I think is something that we should encourage churches to talk about and districts to talk about. Speaking as a district secretary, I rather panicked. But there we are. I think we'll just take it on board about that. Resolution that synod appoints Mr. John Synod Clerk for a period of up to 3 years to commence at a date mutually convenient to him and the present synod clerk. Those in favour of that resolution? Any against? I think we are not going to say thank you to Irene now, because she is not finishing the synod clerk, and that's a conscious decision. It may be that Irene will be synod clerk this time next year as well. We don't know. Synod has allowed a degree of flexibility, and we're grateful both to Irene and to John for allowing that degree of flexibility to take place. Synod will, of course, be informed. when the synod clerk was changed. But we're grateful to Irene for what she is doing and will continue to do, and we're grateful for John what he intends to do for 3 years at any stage, or at any stage of the patient. Thank you. Then resolution 3, that synod appoints the Reverend David Henry Gordon as its representative on the Mission Council. And this pertains to paragraph 2. But I think I should say that straight away one notes these three people in office, and that's regrettable. But the background is that about 50 letters were sent out to a variety of people, lay and ordained, whatever that means, asking for permission to put their names forward. From the few letters we have, this is the balance of the course, is the widest balance in terms of geography, in terms of sex, in terms of, I wouldn't say intelligence, but that might imply this. Are there any comments or questions about resolution 2? Those supporting that, please show. This resolution 4 is no longer necessary. Because paragraph 3 is now no longer accurate. Because of changes that took place in the General Assembly's Executive Committee the week before last. My feeling is that it wouldn't have, the date wouldn't have been changed had there not been no rules from the Executive. And as semi-executive now does not require this, I would suggest humbly and unconstitutionally, in agreement with the synod, that we ignore this resolution and continue with the second Saturday of March and the second Saturday of April. Do you agree?
Agreed.
The synod accepts the nominations in section 10. These nominations are clearly written.
Could we make a comment, please, think about Nigel going in July?
Yes.
Could this be looked at?
Well, the concern until he goes, and the GP could make another appointment comes to Resolution 6, there is only one district council which has made a nomination for the moderator for General Assembly for 1993-94, and that was Mid Wales District Council. You will all find yellow sheets of paper, which you have all read, wondering why you're reading about this at national Mid Wales District Council, I think unanimously, wished to put this nomination of Reverend Elizabeth Nash as the province's nomination for moderator of General Assembly from 93 to 94. You have read. It was proposed and seconded by the Reverend Michael, and if there are any questions, I am sure that they would seek to answer questions rather than ask them to speak to them. There was quite a long discussion in the Mid-Wales District Council about this nomination. It wasn't unanimous, that reminds me. Yes, it was. All members eligible to vote in favour. So it has been thought about quite seriously. Is Synod willing to take this for the General Assembly as a nomination for, if she agrees, as a nomination for moderator General Assembly?
Could I just ask what particular relevance she has for Wales to nominate? Why would Wales nominate Elizabeth Nash? Particular reason. I don't know what may be here. I put forward, I'm just saying it didn't go through actually, but I had thoughts about Bernard Thurgood, and I'll give the example that he would be known by everyone in Wales. And therefore I would have thought that was a reasonable one to put forward. But I'm just wondering why Elizabeth Nash, what's relevance has she got in Wales?
Are there any other questions to the Perth District Council? No. Can you answer?
Well, I have that one in two ways. Firstly, when we're looking for a moderator of the URC, we're looking for a moderator for the whole church. But secondly, in terms of Liz, someone I know extremely well and have worked with various functions and committees over the past, we have someone who's always cared for those who are on the margins of society, those who are poor, women. And many of the issues that we feel very strongly and clearly here in Wales, that she has no sort of cultural, historic resonance with the nation of Wales. But I'm sure her outlook and the way she approaches our whole ministry would mean that she'd have a lot of affinity for those of us here in the URC in Wales.
The resolution comes before you from the Wales District Council. Those in favour of sending Elizabeth's nomination forward, if she agrees to that, please show. Those against? That's counted. We've come, I think, to the end of our business, which is good. You will have tea at 4:30, which is splendid. There are a couple of things I would like to say. One is that you will find people have asked about the paper which David mentioned in Northern Ireland that has been distributed. It will pin to another sheet of paper headed in the last attempt. And there are more copies available, so just need to know where to find that information. We will have 3 minutes of relaxation before beginning synod. Before beginning worship. Thank you for... Before you start talking, please, we haven't quite finished. Before we actually have that 3 minutes break, I think we should formally thank the church here in Holywell for its hospitality.
I knew these pews were hard.
Oh, you didn't realise it that hard. I feel sorry for my phone coming in.
Hello.
What happened?
Thank you. What have we got here?
Thank you, Steve.
Oh, that's so chill.
Hello, Arthur.
Alan is trying to get through to John. Museum.
Sorry.
And could you please put your hand up if you haven't got an order of service? Yeah, and they're being given up. And we begin our worship. We begin our worship with a period of silence. So even if you're standing, you stand quietly. Eternal mystery, creator of the universe, parent of humankind, the Almighty who loves us with a mother's love, the everlasting one who holds us as children to his cheek. Glory to God, glory to God, glory in the highest. Glory to God, glory to God. Redeemer with the common touch, the risen and ascended Saviour with holed hands and haloed head.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory in the highest. Glory to God, glory to God.
Distributor revealing the truth we avoid.
Glory to God, glory in the highest. Glory to God, glory to God, glory in the highest. To God be glory forever.
the Trinity, the divine community, by the Church in earth and heaven.
Blessed be God forever.
We sing, Christ be beside us.
The foe and the rebel.
When I see the heavens, the work of your hand, the moon and stars which you arranged, what are human beings that you should be mindful of them? Mere mortals that you should care for them?
You have made them in the image of yourself and crowned them with glory and honor.
You gave them rule over the works of your hand and put all things under their dominion.
All of them, sheep and cattle, yes, even the savage beasts, birds of the air and fish that make their way through the waters.
O Lord our God, how glorious is your name in all the earth. Pouring out of thanks for the young Timothy, who spend time in prayer. If you wish to say a short, simple prayer of thanks, do so. End it, thank you, God, and we'll all join in. Thank you.
sisters in Romania, and for Hugh Morgans, we say, thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
For the joy and wonder of meeting here and worshiping you. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Bill.
Faithful witness of our small rural churches. Thank you, God.
People we are going home to live with and worship with and serve with. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
For a day off from all the electioneering, and yet also for leading us back to the very issues that will be challenging our country. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
For these and all your saints, past, present, and to come,
We thank you, God. Thank you, God. Sing, come, gracious spirits, heavenly dove, with light and comfort from above. Speaking and our thinking, our fearing and our hoping into your hands. Bless our work, bless us, that all we do and say may be to your glory and for the sake of your kingdom. Gather us and
scatter us, O God. According to your will, build us into one church,
Church which opens doors and large windows. Church which takes the world seriously, ready to work and to suffer, even to bleed for it. And we follow and witness to him who is the Saviour of the world, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
There are habits. Sometimes there are bad habits. Sometimes typists assume there can't have been a 20th century hymn composer, and our next hymn was in fact written by Judith Becker, not in 1894, but in 1984. Saying to Abraham and Sarah that all of God was here.
Already said it to you, but the family were very comforted and grateful.
Well, that's very nice.
Yeah. Just wanted to leave them a going.
Eileen came up and said that. You know. I'll pop in and see her sometime when I'm guns the RAF. I want to get to the homes, you know, the old rulers and I didn't really say goodbye to some of those people. You know, I popped in not long before Christmas, popped in carol singing, but that wasn't really a visit to say cheerio in a proper way. So I said I'd go back. I didn't tell them, but I will go back.
You said it to yourself, not to them. You said it to yourself.
I said it to myself, yes. I talked to myself, I guess, a marvellous answer. You know. Inspirational, really, something.
Well, you know, there's one thing about talking to yourself. You sometimes get more sensible answers than talking to anybody else.
Well, you talk to him and you get a lot of rubbish. Talk to yourself and you think, my God, that's brilliant.
That's right. Yeah. A clever fellow.
Oh, yes. What a clever fellow I am, I say. Or when I'm talking to myself, I say, what a clever fellow you are, of course. Yes. Yes. Anyway, you're coping with things.
Much as we ever did anyway.
Yeah. I'll be popping in from time to time.
Glad to see
try
you.
Try to get to a coffee morning sometime.
You all right for Sunday night, are you? We'll be happy.
Yes, yes. I'm not preaching anywhere tomorrow, so.
No.
Why are you speaking in stereo?
Because somebody's asked me to collect people's conversations, because it's to do with a firm that's making a new dictionary.
Oh, yes.
And so I'm asked to record all the conversations I make this week.
I see. Oh, well, I'm sorry, I didn't know I was on record, and I withdraw all the remarks, and I shall deny everything in court.
And anything you say may be taken down, they
yeah,
say.
Oh, yes, yeah. We're
assured that it's all anonymous.
Oh.
But I've got to write your name. But I've got to write your name in the book.
Who did you come with, Anna? Who did you come with? Yeah. When are you going to find your way up around my way?
I don't know, I've been terribly busy lately.
Anyway, you know, give us a tinkle first.
Yes, I'll do that. Yes, I think I've got your number.
Yeah.
And I seem likely to be busy for a little while, unfortunately.
How's the Romans going?
Slow. I've started, but it's going rather slowly. I've done about 20 or 30 pages, but that's all.
Well,
that is typewritten pages,
that's
not handwritten.
I'll get a cup of tea now. Did you not get one earlier? Did Mr. Paul show you the photographs I gave him?
No, I don't think so.
Well, ask him, because I just gave him some sets of the photographs I took on that Friday night.
Oh, when we did the farewell to him.
I never thought, I'm sorry, Mr. Singh, I can get you the copies if you want them. I just knew Mr. Well, thought Mr.
Shall I hold the envelope while you...
That's right.
Missing all the young ladies.
Yes, I can see them.
I know, I realise that.
Yes, I've used about 3 tapes today.
Well, let's hope it's all repeatable and printable.
Good.
And,
goodness, you went well on the young ladies.
I did indeed.
Yeah, you did very well.
I always do, every Sunday morning. That's what I'm going to miss, you know.
There are some of you amongst them as well. I'm sorry about cutting the top of your head off, but never mind, you know. You've still got your best features on.
Scalp, D-Boss, scalp.
Unfortunately, I ruined the film. I thought the film had wound on, finished, and it had, and it, the batteries had gone flat, so I hadn't, so I owned it, and I lost two.
Oh, yes. I did that one. The only thing is I was lucky in that
because only the outer ones.
Yeah, well, there's only two or three at the end that I lost.
And the outer ones on the actual school. Thanks. Oh, very good. Put them in here, Rob, so that the news of the world doesn't get up.
Well, I didn't know when I'd see you, see, so I thought I could always leave them at George and Dorothy's.
That's right. Well, that's why I left that thing for you.
Thinking I might see you today, but not knowing whether you would be coming or not.
Well, anyway, George did tell me when I popped in after the funeral that you were hoping to be here today. I said, oh, well, I said, I'll leave this here just in case. I didn't know whether I was going to make it altogether. You know, I mean, you don't do it.
No.
When you're hoping. But, anyway.
Too bad. Watch you all, dear. I'm just walking to. Sorry, it's a
woman. It's all right. I want to get the one. I've seen the one from the St. Hilda's Community Liturgies for Women. I want to get that, which is actually it's very
not
good.
Not mine. It's a woman's book.
Oh. Sounds good. Did you see the one there that was 365 meditations for women?
For women. Oh, that's sexist.
Yeah.
Well, you pray differently to we men, don't you?